Youngster Palace, penetrating and perfect truth, is seldom met with, even in 100,000 million calibers. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, amish the Dharma, Sangha. I'd like to welcome the newer trainees who come this weekend to learn more about our training. Like other things in life that are really worthwhile doing, although you allow me to indulge me in thinking, in my own private opinion, that this is the thing above all else that is worthwhile doing. But like other things in life that are worthwhile doing, learning to meditate, learning to do Buddhist training can at times stretch us right to our limit. And like those other worthwhile activities, when we're thus stretched, we really get an opportunity to really see ourselves in a mirror and see how much we really want something and how much we are capable of and willing to exercise our will in order to move in the direction that we have felt led to move in. No teacher, no institution can make this decision for a single human being. And indeed, the best way to approach this training is just to figure that you're starting all over again each day. Forget about whatever's gone before. Don't worry about what's coming tomorrow. Just start all over again today. Taken one day at a time, this is entirely doable. And all the things that seem difficult to do can be done. And anyone can do them. When we start keeping a tally of the past and start worrying about the future, then obstructing mountains and great rivers quickly arise. And if we're lucky, we catch ourselves now and then doing that and realize the person who's making the obstructing mountains and the great rivers is me, myself, and my own thoughts. They're not realities. This training, indeed, religion itself is entirely about finding that which is real and enduring and true within ourselves. It's not about what other people are doing. It's not about what's happening in other places. It's not about what's going on in the world around us. It's about what we ourselves are doing with our own mind and body right this moment. And it is about that which underlies all of the above and which is itself unchanging, indestructible, uncreated. And which is always there for us as a refuge if we but choose to turn towards it and look up rather than down. The most important choice in human life and the reason why we are here, the reason why we are here is to exercise the choice, to have an opportunity to exercise the choice to look up instead of looking down. To go with that quiet inner sense of reality, that intuitive sense of the unborn and unchanging, the Buddha nature within ourselves, which is to look up, or to allow ourselves to be discouraged and ultimately despair because of external things. This is the true road to liberation, and no such road is an easy road at all times. I once, many, many years ago, did a talk where I talked about the difficulties of training, and afterwards one of the trainees came up afterwards and said, yes, it's difficult, and it's easy, it's easy. Well, I caught him on the day when it was easy for him. And I say, when you have the day when it's easy for you, more power to you. Just don't expect that that's going to last forever. And also don't expect the difficulty's going to last forever. Only the Buddha nature does not change. Everything else changes. I was right when I talked about the difficulties. My friend was right when he said it was easy. And we'd both be wrong if we tried to hold on to it. In this present moment, we can choose simply to open our hearts, let go, just breathe in and out. Relax into the eternal, indestructible peace within our own heart.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.